Justice Department orders dismissal of charges against NYC Mayor Eric Adams. Acting Deputy Attorney General Emile Bove has directed federal prosecutors to drop charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who was accused of accepting illegal campaign contributions and lavish travel perks. Bove stated in a two-page memo dated February 10 that the decision to dismiss is based on the timing of the charges and recent public actions by the former U.S. attorney who initiated the case. Damian Williams, who resigned from the post in December and was replaced by Danielle Sassoon shortly after President Donald Trump assumed office. Specifically, Bove wrote that these actions have jeopardized the fairness of the proceedings, particularly by generating prejudicial pretrial publicity that could influence witnesses and the jury pool. Further, the memo notes that both the actions and the underlying case have improperly interfered with Adams' campaign in the 2025 mayoral election and impede his ability to crack down on illegal immigration and violent crime. We are particularly concerned about the impact of the prosecution on Mayor Adams' ability to support critical, ongoing federal efforts to protect the American people from the disastrous effects of unlawful mass migration and resettlement, as described in Executive Order 14165, Bove wrote, referring to Trump's executive action on securing the border. Additionally, Bove noted that the decision to drop the charges was reached without an assessment of the strength of the prosecution and was not meant to call into question the attorneys who had filed the case. A key condition for dismissal of charges against Adams is that Sassoon, who has replaced Williams as the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, reviews all the relevant factors in the case, including the evidence and strength of the legal theories on which it was based. There shall be no further targeting of Mayor Adams or additional investigative steps prior to that review, and you are further directed to take all steps within your power to cause Mayor Adams' security clearances to be restored, Bove wrote. The case will be dismissed without prejudice, meaning it can be refiled at a later date. Williams did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Adams' attorney, Alex Spiro, hailed the Justice Department's decision as a validation of the mayor's innocence. Now, thankfully, the mayor and New York can put this unfortunate and misguided prosecution behind them, Spiro said. The decision follows months of speculation that the Justice Department would intervene to halt the criminal case against Adams, who faced allegations of corruption. In December 2024, Trump suggested a possible pardon, telling reporters that the mayor had been treated pretty unfairly. The president also claimed that Adams was being persecuted by his own party for his criticism of former President Joe Biden's policies on immigration. Prosecutors alleged in an indictment that Adams, the first sitting New York City mayor to face criminal charges, accepted more than $100,000 in campaign contributions and luxury benefits from foreign nationals. The accusations involved expensive flights, hotel stays, and other gifts, which Adams allegedly accepted in exchange for political favors benefiting Turkish officials and other foreign interests. Adams was also accused of fabricating false financial records and instructing associates on ways to disguise illegal activities. Adams has denied wrongdoing. The charges against Adams included conspiracy, wire fraud, bribery, and accepting foreign campaign contributions. Each charge carries potentially severe penalties, including fines and prison time. A conviction would also disqualify him from holding public office in the future. The Associated Press contributed to this report.